After being evacuated from flooded villages spread across the state, nearly a quarter of a million people have been housed in makeshift relief camps in Bihar state. Thousands more are pouring into the shelters every day as authorities step up the rescue operation. Aid workers say the camps are cramped and overcrowded. The United Nations has warned that the heat, combined with limited supplies of safe drinking water and poor hygiene, pose a great risk of water and airborne diseases. The coordinator for emergency operations in Bihar for the United Nations Children's Fund, Mukesh Puri, says facilities in relief camps must improve to ward off the threat of epidemics.
The doctors are there, but we do notice that in some cases there is an increase in cases of diarrhea in particular. Apart from providing food and basic other amenities, proper hygienic conditions have to be maintained and clean drinking water has to be provided. So these would be the two key priorities. Particularly vulnerable groups like small children and pregnant women, their needs have to be taken care of, which is a challenge in such trying conditions.
The flood started 2 weeks ago when the Kosi River breached a dam in Nepal. The river then shifted course and flood waters spread across parts of Nepal and Bihar, including areas never threatened by floods before. Many people are still waiting to be rescued. Bihar's chief minister says the humanitarian crisis is likely to be extremely serious for several weeks because the waters are not likely to recede anytime soon. Bihar is one of India's poorest and least developed states. UNICEF's Puri says the aid effort will have to be sustained for a long time and among communities not used to coping with flooding.
And the challenging part of that is that these camps will stay there for 3 months or up to 6 months. This is a different kind of flood. Generally, water goes away after 15, 20 days. This time, the people who've been hit, they've never had floods in the last 30 years. So they are not quite prepared in any sense for this kind of a devastation.
Nepal is also coping with the aftermath of the flooding. Aid workers there have reported outbreaks of fever, pneumonia and diarrhea among the flood victims. Floods usually sweep across South Asia during the monsoon season from June to September, making millions of people homeless, killing hundreds and destroying farmland. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.